The term cultural elite has been in the news almost every day, ever since Vice President Quayle used it earlier this month. Commentator Maureen Corrigan is spending her summer at a bastion of cultural elitism, Yale University. And she's confused. If this is where the cultural elite congregate, shouldn't it be a little more opulent?
I have fond memories of living in a dorm at college during the mid-70s, but not because of the carefree sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I went to a Jesuit university, so we were all either inhibited or guilt-ridden. The dorm I lived in was cheerfully called Martyr's Court, after those Catholic missionaries who'd been dismembered by the heathen they were hoping to convert. Now, I know that somehow Madonna has transformed crosses into erotic art, but believe me, when you're 18, Catholic, and very earnest, having a giant cross outside your dorm window scares away the libido just as sure as it would scare away vampires. No, for me, the most exciting thing about living in a dorm was those bull sessions when my roommates and I would discuss books, ideas, politics, life, and sex in the abstract. I remember being up till 3 a.m, drinking instant coffee, eating cheese whiz sandwiches, and just talking until reluctantly we'd all go to bed. Well, this summer I'm living in a dorm again. I'm on a fellowship at Yale, taking a seminar on history and detective fiction, along with 11 other college professors. Most of us are living in the same dorm, and after 1 week, I can report that we're even staying up late discussing books. But that's mostly because nobody's getting much sleep in their narrow dormitory cot with its rusty springs. Also, there's been a confirmed mouse sighting down the hall, so some of us are afraid to be alone in the dark. You tend to forget the grim realities of institutional living and institutional food after you've left college. One of my colleagues was so misled by the grandeur of Yale's dining hall, she got on the cafeteria line and asked for a cappuccino. Dream on. But as a daughter of the working class, I also came to Yale ready to be awed. Sure, I went to another Ivy League university for grad school, but no place else, with the exception of Harvard, quite measures up. Yale is it, the real thing. So I expected the sheer force of centuries of intellectual tradition to radiate out from its gray stone battlements. But on the campus tour, I found out that most of Yale's buildings are as authentic as Sleeping Beauty's castle in Disneyland. They were built in the 1930s and sprayed with acid to give them that medieval Oxbridge look. The only genuine features of these buildings are the gargoyles that were carved during the Depression by WPA workers. The workers understandably resented the rich college kids, so they got their revenge by carving gargoyles that were sly caricatures of Yale students. My favorite gargoyle is of a student dozing over a book whose inside pages read, "You are a joke." Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a really grateful member of the cultural elite, delighted to be spending my summer here. But so far, I've learned one lesson that wasn't on the original course syllabus. When my husband came up for the weekend, I discovered that sharing a dorm cot with someone you love is only a thrill when you're very, very young and you've just decided to defy the squeaking springs and the crosses.
Maureen Corrigan entered week two at Yale today. She'll return to teaching English at Georgetown University this fall.